All right, good morning everyone, and welcome to another step towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats. And if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now, instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it, forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. So, a surprising turn of events before we get into the weekly achievements. I'm not working at the moment. Suddenly, we did all we could do for the house until building permits come in. So I will not be able to work for the foreseeable future. My mom is still paying my bills, though, because she did drag me up here from Miami to help her build her house. So, I have a lot more free time on my hands, so keep that in mind as we go through the weekly achievements. So, for the diet, Monday was a golden perfect day. Tuesday, I ate a bag of candy hearts in addition to the regular meals. On Wednesday, I ate only breakfast and Chick-fil-A for dinner. I did skip one meal, so I think the Chick-fil-A meal didn't have an outsized effect. Thursday was a golden perfect day. Friday, Adrian and I went bowling and had bowling alley food for dinner, and I had a pint of Smirnoff. Saturday was a perfect golden day. So 3 out of 6 days for the week. Pretty good. And since I'm out of work for the physical therapy, this week I challenged myself to actually go for a run and do physical therapy after every run, every other day this week. So Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The goal was just to get my legs underneath me and see if my joints are feeling good, and this week I was able to do it. The first run was a super nice, easy run where I didn't challenge myself at all. I just wanted to do a run and see how I felt. I ended up doing, I think, like an 8:50 per mile pace. And then the next three runs were all under 8-minute mile paces, and I got faster each day. I didn't try to push myself too hard, but I just felt better and better. And then I also did do physical therapy after each run, so it was a perfect week for the athletic goal. And for the social media presence, I posted and engaged all 3 days. So for the current standings, athletic weight, reach 180 pounds, the athletic weight stepping stone, reach 180 pounds. My current weight is still 195 pounds, so I blame the bowling alley food and the pint of Smirnoff. I feel much better than last week, though, so I still think it was an extremely good week. For the athletic running stone, my goal now, I hit my athletic running stone of running 2 miles in an 8-minute pace, and so the next athletic running stone is to run 5 miles at an 8-minute pace. For my weekly diet, I got 3 out of 6 days, kind of 3.5, but that 0.5 day was the Chick-fil-A day. But I did break my diet, so I'm just calling it 3 out of 6. And then the weekly physical therapy streak is 1. Olive gained 17 followers this week, and Onyx gained 19. Onyx now has over 101 followers. Pretty cool. He was at 111, but he lost 10 followers for some unknown reason. Rude. But yeah, so the weekly post and engagement streak is 1. Now my 40-hour weekly streak is not applicable while I don't have work. So, for the goals for the week. This week, I'm visiting my dad's boat to do some work for him since my mom's property is still waiting on building permits. So I'm off Monday through Thursday, and then I'll leave Friday morning, work Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday, and come back Monday morning. So the goals for the week are to have perfect diet days Monday through Thursday, eat as good as possible Friday through Monday morning. I'm going to run 5 days in a row, Monday through Friday, and shoot for below an 8-minute mile pace and do physical therapy after each run. Then, finally, post Monday, Thursday, and Saturday on Instagram and keep trying to grow the accounts. So for the weekly thoughts, I still feel really good. I have definitely let go of investing for now. I actually had to close my account too because since I don't have any work, my mom asked if I could use the money she gave me to cover my bills for the month, which is totally fair. So I did that, though if the worklessness goes on long, she'll still have to cover my bills. We just figured I could go ahead and use the account money for now. So I officially don't have the temptation to trade anymore. Also, I feel so good running now. It's making me really happy. Spending more time with Adri is also making me extremely happy, and I feel inspired that we are on the right track. I've also started spending a lot of time on my world-building Goliath 2. I think I'll shoot for writing a novel and possibly developing an MMO, but the story comes first. So yeah, I think I'm going to add at least 1 hour a day of world building from now on. And heck, I might do more, but 1 hour minimum. It's going to be a fantasy world, kind of like Dungeons and Dragons with medieval magic and monsters and stuff, but my own world with my own natural mechanics, races, monsters, and other stuff. So right now I'm mainly focused on building how the world works and also recording sudden inspirations for story arcs and characters whenever I get them. But the main priority is still, whenever my mom has a task for me, I go to the house and work. And then the next priority is supporting Adri and her journey, and then taking care of the apartment and the kitties, and the athletic goal, and then the world building. So that is the ranks of my priorities. I still can't believe how good I feel. I wish investing had worked out, because there's a lot of financial opportunity there, but I'm glad I was able to rip myself away and pursue another path. This path is already making me feel happier, and I still genuinely believe that I can still achieve all of my goals easily. I'm pretty glad that y'all got to see this. Sometimes the first path you choose doesn't end up working out, but that does not mean you can't do it. You simply have to find another way. Rip yourself away from the brick wall that you're trying to break through, and take some time to think how to get over, around, or under it. And then start gathering the tools to climb, or to dig, or to just start walking to go around. There are so many different ways to beat an obstacle, and there is always something you can do today to begin. So don't put off your path, whether it's your first or a new path. Just do it. Take the first step. If you spend eternity trying to find the right direction on your first try, you'll never get there because you never started moving. Even if you start moving in a direction that turns out to be the wrong direction, you started moving. All you have to do is learn your lesson, change direction, and keep moving, and you'll eventually reach your Goliath. Heck, you're probably going to reach it faster because you figure out which ways are wrong faster than if you stood still and simply stared in all directions without a plan. So start moving. Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this episode. We have started down another path. We are older, wiser, stronger, more determined than ever, and we have a companion to walk with. As long as you keep the vision of victory in the front of your mind, the desire to reach your Goliath will never fade, no matter how many paths you have to take. And each path that fails will simply prepare you for the next one, as long as you keep moving. One step at a time, one day at a time, towards your Goliath.